Welcome to Week 6, Day 4 of the Firm Foundation class. Most of us have people who have hurt us in some way. I want you to think of someone who has harmed you. Could you go to that person and have a regular conversation with them? Could you look them straight in the eyes? Do you ever have a desire to tell others what they have done to you? If you can't talk with them or look them in the eyes, or if you still feel the need to talk about how you have been harmed, chances are you haven't forgiven them. So the next step is forgiving those who have harmed you. Romans 8:29 says that we are predestined to be conformed to the image of Jesus. Our goal is to continually be more and more like Jesus. Let's read Luke chapter 23, verse 34. What did Jesus say in response to those who tortured, betrayed, and crucified him? Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Jesus knows what it's like to be hurt and betrayed, yet he was able to forgive those who caused him so much pain. Jesus calls us to have this same forgiveness for those who have harmed us. Let's read Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your sins. Forgiving others is not an option, it is a necessity. This scripture, along with others in the Bible, makes it clear that unless you forgive others, God will not forgive you for the sins you commit. Remember that forgiveness is a necessity. You need to realize the importance of asking God to help you forgive them. You may not feel like forgiving them, and you may not even like them, but forgiveness is a command of God and is an action you must take regardless of how you feel. Forgiveness is, in reality, not just a one-time action. Just as Satan will remind you of things you have done in the past to keep you under guilt and condemnation, Satan will remind you of things that others have done to you, so that there will always be division in the body of believers and hatred in your heart. Therefore, you will normally need to forgive the person or people every time Satan reminds you of what they did. Then, little by little, you will find that you truly have forgiven them, and Satan cannot torment you with the past. When one of the disciples asked Jesus how many times he should forgive someone, Jesus said 70 times 7, which represents an infinite amount of times. This could refer to the truth that we sometimes need to repeatedly forgive someone for a single hurtful act because it repeatedly comes to mind. Two things to remember may be helpful when dealing with people who have hurt you. Number one, most people do not intentionally set out to harm you. You just got in their way while they were getting something for themselves. It is mainly out of selfishness or self-seeking that we hurt other people, trying to obtain something we think we need. Number two, we ourselves have hurt others unintentionally and desire to be forgiven for the harm we have done to them. We must forgive others the same way we desire to be forgiven. Ways you can forgive others. 1. Pray for them and forgive them. Possibly you can write to them. Go to them and express your forgiveness personally. Give them a call. What are other ways you can forgive those who have hurt you? Forgiveness is not just what you do for others. It's a vital thing you do for yourself. Abraham Lincoln was known to hold very short accounts. He once was asked, "Why do you try to make friends out of your enemies?" Lincoln replied, "Am I not destroying my enemies when I make them my friends?" Let's read together Ephesians chapter 4, verses 31 and 32. Let all bitterness and rage and anger and brawling and slander be put away from you with all malice. And be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Forgiving others is a part of becoming whole. Ask God to help you forgive those who have hurt you. You will find forgiving others to be an incredible release for you.